Well, very pleased to have with us right now for our Alumni Spotlight segment, Mike Lucci. Now, you know that name as one of the all-time great linebackers in NFL history. Made his mark as a Detroit Lion, but before he got to the Lions in 1965, spent 3 years as a Cleveland Brown. First of all, Mike, welcome to the show.
Well, it's great to talk to you, and as you discuss the Cleveland Browns, it brings back fun memories. And, of course, it was the only championship I played in. It's the only one Cleveland's had for many, many years. So.
Yeah, 1964, they draft you as a fifth-round pick from Tennessee in 62, and you're with them for those three seasons, 62, 63, 64. I want to start there. There's so much to talk about with you, but I want to start there. So you're aboard with this team. Paul Brown brings you to Cleveland. And give me the background, because you know what position you started at. You're a guy who had the versatility of being able to play in the middle and the outside. But what was your original position when you started with the Browns?
Well, when Paul drafted me, he talked about as an outside linebacker. He drafted me as a junior, and so I played my senior year at Tennessee. So I was in the fifth round as a future, which you know you didn't leave and go and play it back in those days. But anyway, as a rookie, I came in and I started every game as an outside linebacker. Played on every special team, and I snapped for punts. So it was one of those things that Paul certainly got his money's worth, and it was a great experience for me. I mean, it was incredible.
And like you said, you got to be part of a championship team in '64. Through the course of your three seasons, because you said you were an immediate presence on that defense. Some of the things, of course, for you changed, right? Because there was a coaching change as well with Blanton Collier coming in. Explain how that impacted you and how things went down in '64.
Well, Blanton came in and he saw me as a middle linebacker, and of course, he had some great vision, and I didn't totally agree with it at that time because I was going from starting every game to middle linebacker and fighting, for playing time. And so I ended up going in the middle. Vince Costello was a middle linebacker at the time and doing a very good job. So, what had happened was I played on special teams. I played on the goal line defenses. And, I really went from starting every game to not playing as much as I would like to play. But it was a great camaraderie there. I mean, we had, I came in with Gary Collins and, we had Frank Parker, and we had a bunch of guys that I got to know, and of course, all the stalwarts that were there, and Galen Fiss, and Schaffner was there, and I mean, Bernie Parris. So it was a team that was very close, and obviously Jim Brown and that whole offense that Frank Ryan led ended up leading us onto a championship.
Yeah, a tremendous experience for you in that respect. But then comes the reality of football life, which is you don't really get to control your destiny as much as you would like. You're a Cleveland Brown for those three seasons, and then all of a sudden you find out one day you're going to join the Detroit Lions. I know there's a hell of a story behind this. Tell me about it.
Well, I think a little of it is maybe my Italian background is like when you're – it's like you have family, and the Cleveland Browns, when I was there those 3 years, it was family, and we played an exhibition game out of town, and we were on the plane coming back, and they told me I'd been traded, and so they told me the trade was I went to the Detroit Lions, Earl Morrill went from Detroit to the New York Giants, and Ewart Barnes went from the Giants to Cleveland. So it was actually, it was devastating. It was almost like you'd been rejected. I didn't even think about it. And, this was the team I was playing for, and I expected to play there, who knows for how long. But obviously, it turned out to be one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Right, because you got that opportunity to join the Lions and make a name for yourself, establish yourself as one of the all-time great linebackers in this game, and we're going to get to that. We're visiting with Mike Lucci. He joins us on our Alumni Spotlight here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Mike, when you get to the Lions, what's the situation there, and did you immediately see the door open for you? Because from 65 to 73, you would establish yourself as an all-conference guy, an all-NFL player, a pro bowler. What did that pathway look to you once the smoke cleared?
It was, I was traded to Detroit. I got there on a Monday, and we were playing back in Cleveland on either Thursday or Friday night. and Joe Schmidt was still playing middle linebacker, and so they now put me back on the outside. So I played outside linebacker, and Wayne Walker was on the left side, and I came in and I played on the right side. So it was kind of not funny, but it was I went from being moved to middle linebacker, I'm back at the outside linebacker, and the same week I go back to Cleveland. And they let me start the game, and it was pretty interesting as they introduced me. I mean, I got all these cheers, and it was almost like it made it even worse that I was traded from Cleveland to Detroit. But it was, as I said before, it was a great thing. And, of course, the next year Joe Schmidt retired. He became the linebacker coach, and I moved into the middle. And him being my coach at that time, I think, was a lot to do with my success. And then the next year he became the head coach. So, you know, it turned out to be a perfect situation for me, and got a lot of time. And we ended up with a defense that was either number one or number two for quite a few years.
Right, and you had some very interesting teammates like Alex Karras on those teams. Really, as you were mentioning, it was kind of the defining team or defense of grit and toughness and all that it represented. But you, as a middle linebacker, Mike, you were known for you know toughness. You played through, I'm sure, a lot of injuries, and it was in, and that is a position of collision and so forth. And I think also the glamour and glory of that spot, when you think of yourself, the Dick Butkuses, the, you know, the Nitschkes. I mean, it was the middle linebacker spot. I know it's still a position of high, whatever, high attention, I guess, in the NFL. But it just seemed like you were playing it in an era when it also seemed to have much more of a defined sense of this is the heart of the defense.
Well, the difference is that back then we played every play, and if they took somebody out, it was an outside linebacker, and they put in a defensive back. You know, today the middle linebackers, in many cases, they play first down or second down. If it's a passing down, they come out. So those years, I mean, it was Novus, Butkus, Nitschke, myself were in there, and I mean, it was really a tough group to crack. But it was there was a lot of competition, and you got to be the heart of the defense. I called all the plays. I was the captain, and you know, I wouldn't trade those times for anything. And I think that as I look today, it's more of a specialized, and, right. And I think that even the middle linebackers today, and all the linebackers, because of the spread and how they throw the football, is that it's their responsibilities have changed quite drastically.
And even though there were no championships won by those Lions teams, the players like yourself, like Alex Karras, got some recognition, and the team itself was noteworthy because you became the subject of a book that George Plimpton wrote when he had that experience where, as a Sports Illustrated writer, came aboard for a preseason to play to see what it was like to be a quarterback. Having that reality sort of TV moment in the NFL today, I couldn't envision someone doing that necessarily, but back then it happened, and then the movie was put together. Alan Alda plays the part of George Plimpton. You get to play yourself. Alex Karras and other teammates play themselves. Joe Schmidt in that as well. Just give me a little recollection of what that was about and kind of the national attention that the Lions team received.
Well, the actual season was 1963, and I wasn't there, but Plimpton was there, and we tried to recreate that. We actually did it after the 66 season, and we went down to Florida, and we filmed there for 6 weeks, and, somebody asked me, what did you think it was like? I says, well, it was like being in college with money in your pocket, so it was we had a lot of fun doing it in Alan Alda, and we ended up coming back, and we filmed another 2 weeks here in Detroit, and then we went to St. Louis and actually tried to recreate some game, play where it was actually a game going on, and they would flash into the stands, and then it panned to some other a real game, and then come back, and it was a lot of fun. It was very interesting, and it was almost a little like Alan Alda paralleled Plimpton, because the more he played quarterback, the more he started believing that maybe I could do this. This is not so bad. It's kind of easy. So, and there was a couple of times we kind of knocked him around a little bit, and I can remember the director screaming and yelling, and, we're going to, screw up everything. And we had a bar scene once. We took him out and
right.
started talking, and we got him drunk in the bar scene. And we actually got him drunk because he had beer there. We started joking around, and it took about 4 hours to film it. And by the time the 4 hours were up, they had to take him out. And we worked all night instead of taking 4 hours. It took 8 hours. And
oh man,
and I remember the
scene, and I thought it was just all play acting, but it was real, huh? He got,
yeah, a lot of it was real.
A lot of
it was fun. And,
that's cool.
But you talk about going back and looking at defenses, and you know, we had probably the first fearsome foursome. You had Roger Brown, and
yeah.
you had Alex Karras, you had Darris McCord, and Bill Glass was there, Sam Williams was there. So, you know, and then there was Roger Brown got traded to the Rams, and he played with Merlin Olsen and that fearsome foursome. So, I mean, we had a great defense, and Barney came in, and, you know, we ended up, in 1970, going to the playoffs there, and we got beat 5-0 by Dallas, and that was our chance for a Super Bowl. And yeah. I always kid people and say, well, you know, their goalie had a better day than ours.
That's awesome. Now, after football, Mike, after you retired, you had great success as a business executive, an entrepreneur. You were the former president of Bally Total Fitness, correct?
Actually, I went to work for a company called Dick Tanney, and that became Health and Tennis Corporation of America. And then they were bought out by Bally. And,
okay.
you know, I started there while I was still playing in 73, and all of the buying out occurred around 1990. So at that time, there was a big transition going on, and it was kind of interesting that, you know, we had all were running different areas and stuff like that. And there was a fellow by the name of Arthur Goldberg that put $4 or $5 million into it and found out that there was a lot more problems than he thought. And he ended up taking over as the chairman of the board. He came into a meeting one time, and he started pointing around the room, and he said, "You guys are overpaid and underworked." And he went around the room, and he just kind of just challenged everybody. And when it came to my turn, I just told him, I said, "You know, I've been paid very well, but I'm not underworked." And I said, you know, you need to know what you're talking about before you start telling people that they don't work hard enough. And I think that was what really got me the job as a president of the company.
Wow.
And as a chief operating officer, because a year and a half later, almost everybody else was gone, except, you know, a couple of the core people. And from there on, I became the president of the company, and I stayed there until 1997, 1998.
You did a little work as an analyst for the Browns, analyst for the Lions broadcast on WJR Radio in Detroit. You did some work for NBC, so you've had a taste of the media. You've really been a renaissance man. You've kind of dabbled in a lot of different things, Mike.
Yeah, I did a lot of, you know, it was fun. I did the radio for 3 years, and at that time, and then I was at the Bogey Busters tournament in Dayton, Ohio. And they were talking about, you should be on TV and this and that. And so I ended up talking to some of the executives from NBC that were actually there. So the next year I ended up going with NBC, and we went and had an orientation. And one of the players who was making the transition at that time was O.J. Simpson.
Mm.
So it was pretty interesting. And of course, I worked there 1 year, and I was like a fill-in, and I did like 6 games. I got a different play-by-play guy, you know, every week.
Right.
So it was kind of funny. I was working full-time and doing that, and I kind of gave him an ultimatum. I said, you know, I need one play-by-play guy, and I need a full-time schedule. And so they took care of it. They didn't rehire me.
That was one stand that didn't work for you, like the previous one that you did in the fitness business. Oh well,
yeah, it was great. I had a great experience.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I had a full time job, and I really didn't even think anything about it. I mean,
sure.
I had fun doing it. So.
Mike, we had fun talking with you, man. This is great stuff. I really appreciate you taking the time, and we look forward to seeing you down the road.
Vic. Nice to talk to you, and Cleveland's always got a warm spot in my heart, and I lived there for about 4 or 5 years, even a year or two after I got traded, and it's a great city, and it's a lot like Detroit, like Pittsburgh where I grew up, or like Buffalo. You know, these are people that care about their sports, and they work hard, and they have a great work ethic. So great talking to you.
Yeah, you hit that right on the head. He is Mike Lucci, former Browns player on our spotlight. Of course, spent his bulk of his career with the Detroit Lions. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.